In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Saint John Leonard, and this holy priest lived in Italy in the 16th century. And when he was studying for the priesthood, he had an idea of establishing the separate congregation of secular priests. You might know, children, that the religious priests are those who follow different orders and who dress in religious habits, like Dominicans and Franciscans. But the order of St. John Leonard was meant to be those priests who retain their service to the dioceses, that is, directly under the bishops. And he established the order, and it was named Clerks Regular of the Mother of God. And St. John Leonard was highly praised for his sanctity and good work, and his zealous preaching for the missions in the church. And he was given by Pope himself the permission to establish his order, and in this way spread the kingdom of God wider and wider. And today's gospel is the one where our Lord Jesus sends 72 disciples. Whenever you see the word disciple in the scriptures, children, you should know that they were established by Christ to distinguish the disciples from the apostles. The disciples were the lower rank, and the apostles, like St. Peter and St. Paul, were the higher rank. And in this gospel, Jesus also asked the faithful to pray for these disciples and apostles, because they were the laborers to spread his kingdom. From today's gospel, we can see how our Lord traced the outlines of the hierarchy of the church, that is, the higher and lower orders of sacred ministers. So, children, when you notice that in church there are different hierarchies, there is bishops, there is priests, and there are laymen, you realize how well organized our Lord wanted his work to spread the kingdom of God be. In the gospel, our Lord asks prayers to give us even more bishops and priests, not so much for our own sake. After all, we do our very best on this earth to follow the teaching of Jesus ourselves. But mostly he asks prayers to get new bishops and priests because of our neighbors who still are unbelievers and who have either yet not heard the word of God or have been cold and disobedient to it. For those people, which we often call people of the world, we truly need new missionaries and more priests and more religious. Notice also that our Lord wanted to send out his disciples two and two. That is, they were always to go by pairs. He told this so that they could bear witness to all the great miracles which would take place after he sent them, and also that they would support each other and better to preach gospel when they had a trusted companion and a friend with them. It was also the ideal of St. John Leonard that priests should live together and support each other and be supported by faithful. In this parish, or in our church of St. Gertrude the Great, children, you see many priests, and we all are stationed in this one parish, and we in this way fulfill the words of our Lord to go two by two, supporting each other, praying for each other, and always offering each other comfort and support. Many of our priests like our father Nkamuke in Nigeria, they have to live all alone without any support from bishop or without any support from priests in their immediate proximity. So it is especially for these lonely priests you should pray very hard, children, because we face many difficulties in being obedient to the word of God, that is, spread the kingdom of God to all to people as wide as possible. So offer today your prayers, children, so that we would get more priests, also not for our sake so much, but for those poor souls in the world who still so desperately need this preaching of good message, this redemption from sins, and this possibility of everlasting salvation. Pray also for the priests you have, so that they might faithfully and with strength fulfill these demanding missions. And also pray for the sinners who are so desperately in need of this great message of Jesus, which we learned from today's gospel, all the way through the history of the world, and really until the end of the world. We need this good message of Jesus to be preached. And as you can support your clergy with your faithful work and with your continual prayers, when we have that support of yours, we are also encouraged and we feel very much supported in our mission. You can do your own duty in staying faithful to your work and praying for priests, in this way spreading the kingdom of God, and in this way also be our the little and faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you, children.